These things I have spoken to you, that when the time for them has come, you may remember that I told you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. About 100 years after these words came out of the mouth of our Lord, there was recorded a letter written in what is modern-day Lyon, France, from the witnesses of the gospel to those in modern-day Asia. In this letter, there's described the true nature of what it means to be a witness to the gospel. It means being willing to shed blood. Within the letter, Eusebius, the famous church historian, recounts the gruesome martyrdoms that took place all because Christians during this time desired more the respect and right relation with God than that of other frail human beings. It was during the year of 177 AD that the martyrs of Lyon were cast out from the respect of the society and into the darkness of the streets and thrown into the light of the halls of the saints in heaven. My dear friends, all that the world offers us is vanity. We can look around us today. Look at the gods who are worshipped now. How many do we see who are more concerned of where their phones are than where their rosaries are? How many are concerned by the way that they look physically and give very little attention to the states of their souls and their relationship with the Almighty? How often, instead of making time to pray, do they instead use their time for posting the right selfie or picture for likes? These are the little lies that the world attempts to brainwash us with to gain human respect. And so I ask, what can a soul do with winning the respect of the world if it means to lose the prize of heaven? Saint Cyprian begs the question, how can one consider themselves Christian if they are afraid to be Christian? Leading up to my ordination, I've had the privilege to serve other ordination masses of my brother seminarians of this diocese and other dioceses. And praise be to God, we have four new transitional deacons in our diocese who will, God willing, become priests in little less than a year. In each ordination, at the beginning of the rite of ordination, after the man's name is called to come forward, and the director of vocations presents the man to be ordained, the bishop asks a very important question, a question we might all ponder. Do you know him to be worthy? Do you know him to be worthy? Worthy of what? Well, just like the letter from Lyon, worthy to suffer. Worthy to suffer and shed blood for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is not just simply a vocation for priests. This is the vocation of all Christians. God does not call those already who consider themselves worthy, but he makes worthy those he calls. Through the sacraments of baptism, the Eucharist, and confirmation, God has made each of us worthy to suffer and shed blood for his sake. And we will suffer if we are following our head who suffered first for us. For as St. Paul says, the body must follow where the head has gone first. He even tells us in the gospel today that we will suffer and we should not be scandalized when we are rejected by the world because of our faith. Too often in today's world, we sacrifice the possibility of converting souls because we are afraid to be unabashedly Catholic. I remember the first time I preached to all of you, a little bit more than a year ago. I said that we must be radical for God. Christianity is slowly becoming irrelevant because we are afraid to carry the banner of the cross in our daily lives due to the possibility of being ostracized for being God freaks. Saint Jerome, a bastion of our Catholic faith in the early church, in his day was hated by the world, and he gave praise to God for it when he wrote a letter to one of his spiritual directees, a virgin named Acilla. And he said, "I give thanks to God that I am worthy to be hated by the world." Or we can think of Saint Mary Magdalene, whose skull I visited in France just recently, who literally debased herself in front of men who outwardly despised her as she washed the beautiful feet of our Lord with her hair. This is what we are called to. We are called to become holy fools for God. And it's not easy, and I understand this. But charity demands it. Love of God requires that we reject the desire for human respect. And so I leave you with these words from Saint Alphonsus Liguori, a man I look up to, who speaks more eloquently and clearly than I can. "Men indeed shall regard us as fools and turn us into derision. But on the day of judgment, they shall acknowledge that they have been foolish, and we shall have the glory of being numbered among the saints. They shall say, 'These are they whom we had some time in derision. We fools esteemed their life madness and their end without honor. Behold how they are numbered among the children of God, and their lot is among the saints.' In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen."